The Santa Barbara Theater of the Air presents Danielle Aubuchon, Allison Coots Jordan, and William Smithers in A Kind of Alaska by Harold Pinter. In a sparsely furnished room, we see a woman in her mid-40s lying on a white bed. She sits up against high-banked pillows, staring ahead. The room has a window. In the room are a table and two chairs. At the table sits a man in his early 60s. He watches the woman. Her eyes move. She slowly looks about her. Her gaze passes over the man and beyond him. He watches. Now she stares ahead. Still.
Something is happening.
Do you know me? Do you recognize me? Can you hear me?
Are you speaking?
Yes. Do you know who I am? Who am I?
No one hears what I say. No one is listening to me.
Do you know who I am? Who am I?
You are no one. Who is it? It is miles away. The rain is falling. I will get wet. I can't get to sleep. The dog keeps turning about. I think he's dreaming. He wakes me up, but not himself up. He's my best dog, though. I talk French.
I would like you to listen to me. You have been asleep for a very long time. You have now woken up. We're here to care for you. You have been asleep for a very long time. You're older, although you do not know that. You're still young, but older.
Something is happening.
You have been asleep. You have awoken. Can you hear me? Do you understand me?
Asleep? I do not remember that. People have been looking at me. They have been touching me. I spoke, but I don't think that they heard what I said. What language am I speaking? I speak French. I know that. Is this French? I've not seen Daddy today. He's funny. He makes me laugh. He runs with me. We play with balloons. Where is he? I think it's my birthday soon. No. I sleep like other people. No more, no less. Why should I? If I sleep late, my mother wakes me up. There are things to do. If I have been asleep, why hasn't Mummy woken me up?
I have woken you up.
But I don't know you. Where is everyone? Where is my dog? Where are my sisters? Last night, Estelle was wearing my dress. But I said she could. I am cold.
How old are you?
I am 12. No, I am 16. I'm 7. I don't know. Yes, I know. I am 14. I am 15. I am lovely 15. You shouldn't have brought me here. My mother will ask where I've been. You shouldn't have touched me like that. I shan't tell my mother. I shouldn't have touched you like that. Oh, Jack. It's time I was up and about. All those dogs are making such a racket. I suppose Daddy's feeding them. Is Estelle going to marry that boy from Townley Street? The ginger boy. Pauline says he's got nothing between his ears, thick as two planks. I've given it a good deal of rather more mature thought, and I've decided that she should not marry him. Tell her not to marry him. She'll listen to you. Daddy?
She didn't marry him.
Didn't? It would be a great mistake. It would ruin her life.
She didn't marry him.
I've seen this room before. What room is this? It's not my bedroom. My bedroom has blue lilac on the walls. The sheets are soft, pretty. Mummy kisses me. This is not my bedroom.
You have been in this room for a very long time. You have been asleep. You have now woken up.
You shouldn't have brought me here. What are you saying? Did I ask you to bring me here? Did I make eyes at you? Did I show desire for you? Did I let you peep up my skirt? Did I flash my teeth? Was I as bold as brass? Perhaps I've forgotten.
I didn't bring you here. Your mother and father brought you here.
My father? My mother? Did they bring me to you as a sacrifice? Did they sacrifice me to you? No. No. You stole me. In the night. Have you had your way with me?
I'm here to take care of you.
They all say that. You've had your way with me. You made me touch you. You stripped me. I cried, but it was my lust made me cry. You are a devil. My lust was my own. I kept it by me. You took it from me. Once open, never closed. Never closed again. Never closed, always open. For eternity. Terrible. You've ruined me. I sound childish, out of tune. How old am I? 18?
No.
Well, then I have no idea how old I am. Do you know?
Not exactly.
Why not? My sisters would know. We're very close. We love each other. We're known as the Three Bluebells. Why is everything so quiet? So still? I'm in a sandbag. The sea. Is that what I hear? A long way away? Gulls. Haven't heard a gull for ages. God, what a racket! Where's Pauline? Where's Pauline? And she's such a mischief. I have to keep telling her not to be so witty. That's what I say. You're too witty for your own good. You're so sharp, you'll cut yourself. You're too witty for your own tongue. You bite your own tongue off one of these days, and I'll keep your tongue in a closed jar, and you'll never, ever, ever, ever be witty again. She's all right, really. She just talks too much. Whereas Estelle is as deep as a pond. She's marvelous at crossing her legs. Sensual. This is a hotel. A hotel near the sea. Hastings? Torquay? There's more to this than meets the eye. I'm coming to that conclusion. There's something very shady about you. Pauline always says I'll end up as part of the white slave traffic. Yes, this is a white tent. When I open the flap, I'll step out into the Sahara Desert.
You have been asleep.
Oh, you keep saying that. What's wrong with that? Why shouldn't I have a long sleep for a change? I need it. My body demands it. It's quite natural. I may have overslept, but I didn't do it deliberately. If I had any choice in the matter, I'd much prefer to be up and about. I love the morning. Why do you blame me? I was simply obeying the law of the body.
I know that. I'm not blaming you.
Well, how long have I been asleep?
You've been asleep for 29 years.
You mean I'm dead?
No.
I don't feel dead.
No, you're not.
But you mean I've been dead?
If you'd been dead, you wouldn't be alive now.
Are you sure?
No one wakes from the dead.
No, I shouldn't think so. Well, what was I doing if I wasn't dead?
We don't know what you were doing.
We? Where's my mother? My father? Estelle? Pauline?
Pauline is here. She's waiting to see you.
She shouldn't be out this time of night. I'm always telling her. She needs her beauty sleep. Like I do, by the way. Of course, I'm her elder sister, so she doesn't listen to me. And Estelle doesn't listen to me because she's my elder sister. That's family life. And Jack. Where's Jack? Where's my boyfriend? He's my boyfriend. He loves me. He loves me. I once saw him cry for love. Don't make him cry again. What have you done with him? What have you done with him? What? What, what?
Be calm. Don't agitate yourself.
Agitate myself?
There's no hurry about any of this.
Any of what?
Calm.
I am calm. I've obviously committed a criminal offense and am now in prison. I'm quite prepared to face up to the facts. But what offense? I can't imagine what offense it could be. I mean, one that would bring such a terrible sentence.
This is not a prison. You have committed no offense.
But what have I done? What have I been doing? Where have I been?
Do you remember nothing of where you've been? Do you remember nothing of all that's happened to you?
Nothing has happened to me. I've been nowhere.
Well, I think perhaps...
I certainly don't want to see Pauline. People don't want to see their sisters. They're only their sisters. They're so witty. All I hear is chomp, chomp, side teeth, eating everything in sight. Gold chocolate. So greedy, they eat it with the paper on. Munch all the rat droppings on the sideboard. Someone has to polish it off. Been there for years. Statues of excrement wrapped in gold. I never got used to it. Sisters are diabolical. Brothers are worse. One day I prayed I would see no one ever again. None of them. Ever again. All that eating. All that wit.
I didn't know you had any brothers.
What?
Why don't you rest? Tomorrow's another day.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It is not. Yes. Of course it is. Of course it is. Tomorrow is another day. I'd love to ask you a question.
Are you not tired?
Tired? Not at all. I'm wide awake. Don't you think so?
What is the question?
How did you wake me up? Or did you not wake me up? Did I just wake up myself? All by myself? Or did you wake me up with a magic wand?
I woke you with an injection.
Lovely injection. Oh, how I love it. And am I beautiful?
Certainly.
And you are my Prince Charming, aren't you? Oh, speak up. Silly poop. All men are alike. I think I love you.
No, you don't.
Well, I'm not spoiled for choice here, am I? There's not another man in sight. What have you done with all the others? There's a boy called Peter. We play with his trains. We play cowboys and Indians. I'm a tomboy. I knock him about. But that was... But now I've got all the world before me. All life before me. All my life before me. I've had enough of this. Fine, Jack. I'll say yes. We'll have kids. I'll bake apples. I'm ready for it. No point in hanging about. Best foot forward, Mummy says. Bit of a cheek, I think. Mummy not coming in to say hello, to say goodnight, to tuck me up, to sing me a song, to warn me about going too far with boys. Daddy I love, but he's a bit absent-minded, thinking of other things. That's what Pauline says. She says he has a mistress in Fulham, the bitch. I mean Pauline. And she's only 13. I keep telling her I'm not prepared to tolerate her risible, her tendentious, her eclectic, her ornate, her rococo insinuations and garbled inventions. I tell her that every day of the week. Daddy is kind. And so is Mummy. We all have breakfast together every morning in the kitchen. What's happening?
One day you suddenly stopped.
Stopped?
Yes. You fell asleep, and no one could wake you. But although I use the word sleep, it was not strictly sleep.
Oh, make up your mind. You mean you thought I was asleep, but I was actually awake?
Neither asleep nor awake.
Was I dreaming?
Were you?
Well, was I? I don't know. I'm not terribly pleased about all this. I'm going to ask a few questions in a few minutes. One of them might be, what did I look like while I was asleep? Or while I was awake, or whatever it was I was? Bet you can't tell me.
You're quite still, fixed, most of the time.
Show me. Show me what I looked like.
Like this.
Most of the time? What about the rest of the time?
You're taken for walks twice a week. We encourage your legs to move. At other times, you would suddenly move of your own volition very quickly indeed, spasmodically for short periods. And as suddenly as you began, you would stop.
Did you ever see tears well in my eyes?
No.
And when I laughed, did you laugh with me?
You never laughed.
Of course I laughed. I have a laughing nature. Right. I'll get up now.
Well, here, let me help you.
No, don't. Don't be ridiculous. No, don't. Don't touch me. Let us dance. I dance. I've kept in practice, you know. I've been dancing in very narrow spaces. Kept stubbing my toes and bumping my head, like Alice. Shall I sit here at this table? I shall sit here. I like tables, don't you? This is a rather beautiful table. Any chance of a dry sherry?
Not yet. Soon we'll have a party for you.
A party? For me? How nice. Lots of cakes and lots of booze.
That's right.
How nice. Well, it's nice at this table. What's the news? I suppose the war's still over.
Oh, it's over, yes.
Oh, good. They haven't started another one?
No.
Oh, good.
You danced in narrow spaces?
Oh, yes. The most crushing spaces. The most punishing spaces. That was tough going. Very difficult. Like dancing with someone dancing on your foot all the time. I mean, all the time. On the same spot. Just slam, slam. A big boot on your foot. Not the most ideal kind of dancing, not by a long shot. But sometimes the space opened and became light. Sometimes it opened and I was so light. And when you feel so light, you can dance till dawn, and I dance till dawn, night after night, night after night, for a time, I think, until... Who is that? Who is that?
Deborah? Deborah, it's Pauline. She's looking at me. You're looking at me. Oh, Deborah, you haven't looked at me for such a long time. I'm your sister. Do you know me?
I didn't call you. Well, all right, speak to her.
Oh, what shall I say?
Just talk to her.
Doesn't it matter what I say?
No.
I can't do her harm?
No.
Well, shall I tell her lies or the truth?
Both.
You're trembling.
I am?
Your hand.
Is it trembling? Is it? Yes.
Debbie, I've spoken to the family. Everyone was so happy. I spoke to them all in turn. They're away, you see. They're on a world cruise. Well, they deserve it. It's been very hard for them. And Daddy's not too well. Although in many respects he's fit as a fiddle. And Mummy... Well, it's a wonderful trip. They passed through the Indian Ocean and the Bay of Bosphorus. Can you imagine? Estelle also needed a total break. Well... It's a wonderful trip. Quite honestly, it's the trip of a lifetime. They've stopped off in Bangkok, and that's where I found them. I spoke to them all in turn, and they all send so much love to you, especially Mummy. I spoke by radio telephone, shore to ship, the captain's cabin. Such excitement. Tell me, do you remember me?
Let me look into your eyes. So, you say you're my sister.
I am.
Well, you've changed a great deal. You've aged substantially. What happened to you? What happened to her? Was it a sudden shock? I know shocks can age people overnight. Someone told me. Is that what happened to you? Did a sudden shock age you overnight?
No. It was you. It was you. You were standing with a vase of flowers in your hands. You were about to put it down on the table, but you didn't put it down. You stood still with the vase in your hands as if you were... fixed. I was with you in the room. I looked in your eyes. I said, Debbie. But you remained quite still. I touched you. I said, Debbie. Your eyes were open. You were looking nowhere. Then you suddenly looked at me and saw me. And smiled and put the vase down on the table. But at the end of dinner, we were all laughing and talking, and Daddy was making jokes and making us laugh, and you said you couldn't see him properly because of the flowers in the middle of the table where you had put them. And you stood up and picked up the vase, and you took it towards that little side table by the window, Walnut. And then we suddenly looked at you, and you had stopped. You were standing with the vase by the side table. You were about to put it down. Your arm was stretched towards it, but you had stopped. We went to you. We spoke to you. Mummy touched you. She spoke to you. Then Daddy tried to take the vase from you. He could not wrench it from your hands. He could not move you from the spot. Like marble. You were 16.
She must be an aunt I never met. One of those distant cousins. Have you left me money in your will? Well, I could do with it.
I'm Pauline.
Well, if you're Pauline, you've put on a remarkable amount of weight in a very short space of time. I can see you're not keeping up with your ballet lessons. My God, you've grown breasts.
We're women.
Women?
You're a grown woman, Deborah.
Is I still going to marry that ginger boy from Townley
Deborah,
Street?
Deborah, listen. You're not listening.
To what?
To what your sister's saying.
Are you my sister?
Yes. Yes.
But where did you get those breasts?
They came about.
I'm slimmer, aren't I?
Yes.
Yes. I'm slimmer. I'm going to run into the sea and fall into the waves. I'm going to rummage about in all the water. Are we going out to dinner tonight? Where's Jack? Tongue-tied as usual. He's too shy for his own good. And Pauline's so sharp she'll cut herself. And Estelle's such a flibbity-gibbet. I think she should marry that ginger boy from Townley Street and settle down before it's too late.
I am a widow.
This woman is mad.
No, she's not. She's been coming to see you regularly for a long time. She has suffered for you. She has never forsaken you, neither have I. I've been your doctor for many years. This is your sister. Your father is blind. Estelle looks after him. She's never married. It was I who took the vase from your hands. I lifted you onto this bed like a corpse. Many people wanted to bury you. I forbade it. I have nourished you, watched over you all this time. I injected you and woke you up. You will ask why I did not inject you 29 years ago. I'll tell you I did not have the appropriate fluid. You see, you have been nowhere, absent, indifferent. It's we who have suffered. You do see that, I'm sure. You were an extremely intelligent young girl. All opinions confirm this. Your mind was not damaged. It was merely suspended. It took up a temporary habitation in a kind of Alaska. But it was not entirely static, was it? You ventured into quite remote, utterly foreign territories. You kept on the move. I charted your itinerary or did my best to do so. I have never let you go. I have never let you go. I have lived with you. Your sister Pauline was 12 when you were left for dead. She was 20 when I married her. She is a widow. I have lived with you.
I want to go home. I'm cold. Is it my birthday soon? Will I have a birthday party? Will everyone be there? Will they all come? All our friends? How old will I be?
Oh, we will. We'll have a birthday party and everyone will be there. All your family will be there, and your old friends, and we'll have presents for you. All wrapped up in such beautiful paper.
What presents?
Oh, we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you that, because they're a secret. Think of it. Think of the thrill of opening them, of unwrapping them, of taking out your presents and looking at them.
Can I keep them?
Of course you can keep them. They're your presents. They're for you only.
I might lose them.
No. We'll put them all around you in your bedroom. We'll see that nobody else touches them. Nobody will touch them. And we'll kiss you goodnight. And when you wake up in the morning, all your presents...
I don't want to lose them.
They'll never be lost, ever. And we'll sing to you.
What?
What will we sing?
What?
We'll sing Happy Birthday to you.
Now, what was I going to say? Now, what? Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Yes, I think they're closing in. They're closing in. They're closing the walls in. Yes. Oh. Well, oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let me out. Stop it. Let me out. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Shutting the walls on me. Shutting them down on me. So tight. So tight. Something panting. Something panting. Can't see. Oh, the light is going. The light is going. They're shutting up shop. They're closing my face. Chains and padlocks bolting me up. Stinking. The smell. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. I am so young. It's a vice. I'm in a vice. It's at the back of my neck. Eyes stuck. Only see the shadow at the tip of my nose. Shadow of the tip of my nose. Eyes stuck. Nothing. Do you hear a drip? I hear a drip. Someone's left the tap on. I'll tell you what it is. It's a vast series of halls with enormous interior windows masquerading as walls. Windows are mirrors, you see. And so glass reflects glass forever and ever. You can't imagine how still it is. It's so still. I can hear my eyes move. I'm lying in bed. People bend over me, speak to me. I want to say hello, to have a chat, to make some inquiries. But you can't do that if you're in a vast hall of glass with the tap dripping. I must be quite old. I wonder what I look like. But it's of no consequence. I certainly have no intention of looking into a mirror. No. You say I've been asleep. You say I am now awake. You say I have not awoken from the dead. You say I was not dreaming then, and am not dreaming now. You say I have always been alive, and am alive now. You say I am a woman. She is a widow. She doesn't go to her ballet classes anymore. Mummy and Daddy and Estelle are on a world cruise. They've stopped off in Bangkok. It'll be my birthday soon. I think I have the matter in proportion. Thank you.
You have heard A Kind of Alaska by Harold Pinter. Deborah was played by Allison Coots Jordan. Hornby by William Smithers. Pauline was played by Danielle Aubuchon. A Kind of Alaska was produced and directed by your host, William Smithers. Recorded by the production room, Santa Barbara, California. Post-production, Lars Nelson. This has been a production of KCSB and the Santa Barbara Theater of the Air.